my heroic knight is my eternal gratitude. No, maybe not eternal gratitude, something more personal. You saved me, oh handsome knight. I owe you my life. Is there anything I can do to... Fuck, you're a princess, not a slut in a brothel. Restraint. The word of the day is restraint. My cherished knight, you have my unending thanks. God, what am I saying? Nobody uses cherished anymore. Ugh, what the hell is a princess supposed to even sound like? I am a princess. Shouldn't any way I speak sound like a princess? This is so dumb. What would Mom say right now? No daughter of mine will speak like a common street urchin. Now go directly to your chambers and think of what it means to be royalty. I'll be waiting here to wink your father off in his throne. Oh, Mom. Did you think I was going to be one of those princesses that got kidnapped by a dragon and put in a tower? Probably wouldn't have been so mad that I took those night classes if you did. But today is the day. I can feel it. A handsome, smart, maybe a little submissive knight is going to slay the dragon, save me, and let me tie him up a little bit. And if that doesn't happen, I can always go screw the cute stable boy. But it will happen. Now just be a cute, helpless little princess who doesn't at all want to be a top from the bottom. I'm swooning, fair knight. Would you perhaps be able to carry me to my bed? I've got a broadsword, and I'm not afraid to use it. Hello? Do these legs belong to someone? Are you dead? You're stuck in my chimney. You have to speak up. A knight? Oh, my, a knight in shining armor come to save a damsel and... Are you really a knight? Hey, if you're a bandit, legally you have to tell me, right? I guess bandits don't usually wear steel plate armor. That's true. Well, I'm the princess of the tower, obviously. And so... I am the royal crown princess of these lands, next in line to the throne, ruler of this and that, and rightful whatever, you get the point. Yeah, I know I don't sound like one, but who even decides what a princess sounds like, huh? Whatever, I'm a princess and you're a knight. Fine. But if you're a knight, why are you in my chimney? You should be fighting the dragon to save me. What? No. I am sorry for laughing. Stop kicking your legs. You're just getting stuck even more. No, you're right. It's rude to laugh. I've just never met a knight who was scared to fight a dragon. Isn't that, like, your whole thing? So what's your plan, then? And if I couldn't climb down the side of the tower, or if the dragon spotted us climbing, what then? You're going to ask the princess you're going to save to help you? That's so cute. I'm not making fun of you, I promise. It's refreshing, actually. Honestly, having to cater to the massive egos of stuck-up knights is exhausting. Like, we get it. You have a seat at the round table. Now can you please save the kingdom from the evil sorcerer? Like, ugh, the personalities. Imagine you have to hang out with the guy who literally thinks he's the next king. So, to have a knight who actually would talk to me about the plan that involves me, it's a breath of fresh air. So, I guess you probably need a little help now, right? Don't be shy now. You can ask your damsel in distress for a little assistance. No one will know. Sure thing, Betty. I'll get you out of there. Just need to, grab you by the legs, I guess. Man, you really wedged yourself in there, huh? Probably all that armor you're lugging around. Would it be easier if I could take off your, lower armor? Yes, your pants. Can I take off your pants? Well, I don't know how else to get you loose. Would you rather a dragon heard you bitching and whining in the chimney? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now just hold still while I wiggle these off. Oh, wow. You've got quite the Excalibur, huh? No, it's fine, honestly. Don't be embarrassed. It's a great dick. Very, honorable. And really suckable. Nothing. Just figure out the logistics of it. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to grab that. Kind of in the way, you know? Well, it's not my fault it got hard. You're the one perving out because you got yourself stuck and needed a princess to bail you out. Does it excite you that much that a princess is taking care of you for a change? You can deny it all you want, but your cock just twitched, so you'll forgive me for being skeptical. All right, here we go. Try to suck in your gut this time. Ugh, it's sticking right in my face, rubbing against my cheek. Is it leaking pre-cum? Christ. It's so fucking hot. He probably wouldn't notice if I just got a quick taste, right? What? Oh, sorry, I spilled a little oil on you. I thought it would make a little more slippery. My bad. Just bear with it, okay? God, he even tastes helpless. A needy little night cock that needs a warm mouth. What? No, no, don't be ridiculous. Who would do that at a time like this? But, I mean to say we kind of have a problem. See, your little sword is kind of in the way, and it's making the whole situation more difficult. I know you can't help it, but can you do anything about it? Maybe think about a town hag or something? No dice, huh? Well, maybe I could help you then? Well, I am more able to get a handle of the problem than you. Plus, I do feel partly responsible. Okay, great. But before that, could you just ask me? Ask me to do it. Because I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say, "Dear princess, will you please suck my cock for me?" Oh, he's a shy little knight, isn't he? You don't want to be stuck in there forever, do you? Uh-huh. Then just say the magic words. Say how the knight in shining armor has to ask the damsel in distress to save him. Say how badly you need me to get you off. How much you want to feel my royal mouth wrapped around your knightly cock. That's a good knight. Don't worry, I'll save my big, strong knight. How does that feel? It's incredible for me. I haven't had a taste of cock since I got put in here. You know I could have left the tower anytime I wanted. I've even made a few trips while I was here. Down to the local tavern to get a little handsy with a little tavern boy. His deck was almost as cute as yours. But I stayed because I was trying to find a man. A knight that I could take home and show to mom and pop, you know? I thought maybe if I can meet a guy outside the castle, I could have a private moment with him. Tell him what exactly I was looking for in a night. guy who doesn't always need to be in charge. A guy that would listen to the princess and anything she had to say. A toy I could really play with. Oh, that was a hard switch. I never thought I'd get a night I dreamed about my own perfect little gift. You were even delivered to me all neatly packaged. Well, kind of packaged. Don't start bucking your hips now. I'll be taking good care of you. No need to work yourself out. What about when we get out of here? Will you need me to take care of you? Get us past the dragon and back to the castle? I guess I'll have to. You need all the help you can get, don't you? But you're getting close, aren't you? It's a shame you don't get to see what's happening down here. A gorgeous princess taking your cock down her throat over and over and over. You don't get to see me sucking on each of these handsome balls, rolling them around in my mouth, stroking your cock. Will I bathe you in my mouth? You feel really heavy, just absolutely full of cum. I bet you've been taking care of yourself, have you? Nights can be so silly with all those virtues or whatever. Doesn't this feel way better than your sworn oath? You get swollen, fat balls being gargled for you. Your cock being pumped for all it's worth. I can hear you whimpering through the wall, you know. You can't help it. Even with the fear of a mighty dragon, you're just turning into a mess for me. That's okay, baby. You can make a mess for me. I'll take care of you from the big bad dragon. Just worry about how it feels in my wet, hot. You're such a slutty little knight for me, aren't you? I bet you want this all along. Came racing to this tower so I could make you into my whore knight. No. Don't say I'm wrong. Would a real knight be moaning like a dumb little slut right now? Well, now you've hurt my feelings. You're pretending like I'm doing this to you, making you take a filthy blowjob from a princess you're supposed to save. But we both know that's not true. If you had slipped down into my room, no poor little stuck knight, you'd be tied up to my bed right now. You'd be begging me to let you come. I didn't get you hard. You wanted it. You wanted to feel your cock rub against my soft cheek. You wanted to brush it against my lips, just hoping I'd allow you to feel my tongue rubbing up your shaft. Nope. I won't keep sucking your cock, not until you admit it. Admit what a dirty little knight you are, who needs a princess to take care of him. Nuh-uh, not like that. I need you to beg for me. Beg your princess hero to let you come. Moan and whine for me, or I won't let you. You want it so badly, just jerking and pulsing in my hands like a weak little mass. Am I not gripping tight enough for you to come? Oh, you poor thing. Just say the words. And I can make it all better. Oh, such a good job. Panting and whining for me like a perfect slutty knight. That's so much better. I definitely deserve your reward. Don't hold anything back from me. Give me all your cum. All of it. It belongs to me. Give me a good little nut. And pour your fat fucking lobe down my throat. After that, there was as much as you can. Buck your hips until you can't anymore. Squirm in my mouth while I tease all the cum out of your cock. It's gonna sound just like this from now on. You bugging me and me taking care of you. No need to worry that silly little head about dragons or trolls or black knights. Just know I'll save my knight from anything he's scared of. I'll fucking fill my mouth, baby. Fill me with your knightly food. Give it to me. Fucking come for me. Come for your princess. Such a good night. Giving me all your cum. Such a good job. Now let's get you cleaned up. Perfect. Does it feel better, baby? Glad to hear it. Now, how the heck are we going to get you out of here? Well, I thought the blowjob would help too, but you're all soft and still stuck. Maybe you can start playing with your cock again and... Oh, well, that works too. I guess all your bucking like a horse finally knocked some stones loose. You're welcome. Well, I think we need to get out of here before the dragon decides to check up on me. Just take my hand and follow me. I know a little secret tunnel out of the castle. Don't worry now, my knight in shining armor. Your princess will take very good care of you.